Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's a regular dialogue. It's a regular dialogue, sure. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular. Multiple times a day.
Harb's having fun as they led up to the trade deadline, which is now passed, and the Ravens made three moves.
Trade deadline's fun, Bob.
Yeah, it is. It's always fun. They made three moves. They traded Adafi Owe to the Chargers for Aloe Gilman and a 5. They traded Jaire Alexander and a 7 for a 6. And they traded a 5, which can become a 4 if Draymond Jones, who they acquire, gets 2 sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs. In that scenario, it's probably about a dozen pick difference from the Jets 5 to the Ravens 4. Alas, and Draymond Jones, for his part, told the media today that he's been in a similar defensive system. He feels he can pick things up quickly. We'll see.
I played for Denard. Yeah. Denard came from here.
Yes. So, first, let's talk about what they actually did do. What do you think about what they did do?
I think they moved some stuff around. I think they, you know, took about the same caliber of roster. They massaged some things. They robbed a little Peter to pay Paul. I think the idea that Hamilton back in the box is going to be so super transcendent that it's going to make this a playoff caliber defense, I'm not buying that. Now, will it allow them to fare better against lesser teams? Absolutely.
There's a lot of those.
Is it going to discourage smaller quarterbacks who aren't as mobile? Is it, you know, it's fine. But they still don't have anybody who you're worried about defending as an individual pass rusher. They don't have guys up front who are going to win a whole lot of individual battles. And when they face good to great quarterbacks, I think even the back end, which is supposed to be their uber strength, I think is going to come up short more often than not. I mean, they were coming up pretty damn short in the first half against Miami last time we saw them.
Well, it's in part because they can't get to the quarterback.
And that's a Miami team that's without their number one deep threat and without their top two tight ends.
Yeah.
With not a great offensive line and a quarterback who can't throw the ball downfield. So, like,
other than that,
I think it's move. It's like a three-card Monty kind of thing. Like, don't look here, look here. Like, oh, we did this. But the net of it all is, it might be a little bit more structurally and foundationally sound defense. I don't think it's going to be a dynamic defense. I don't think it's going to be an impactful defense. And I don't think it's going to be a defense that can knock multiple quarterbacks out of the postseason. And that's sort of the standard here, right? There's at least get as far as you've been getting in the playoffs, if not further. I don't think their defense is going to allow them to, as great as Lamar is.
Do I think the defense is better than it was a couple weeks ago? Yes, I do think it is better. But Alohi Gilman and Draymond Jones, these aren't super impactful players. Gilman, of course, frees up Kyle Hamilton, but I keep going back to the point, well, why didn't you just bring in a third safety prior to the season starting?
Could have started the year
like that. These things didn't have to be mutually exclusive. And, like, oh, let's get rid of the 10-sack guy to get a 6-sack guy later. Yeah, like, all right.
And with Draymond Jones, I think what's very intriguing about him is that he has the ability to rush inside and outside. I think that will add to this defense. But these were the moves that I was thinking Eric DaCosta was going to make anyways. I just didn't expect him to give up a day two pick, and he did.
One of the things that I guess surprised me at first, but then I guess it shouldn't have, I thought they'd get a depth interior offensive lineman. None of those were traded. Like, nobody, one offensive lineman was dealt. It was Trevor Penning right before the deadline, yeah. And he's no good. I thought they'd get a depth defensive lineman. The only guy that fit that bill, Jason, you brought it up, was a Mazi Smith throw-in in the Quinn and Williams deal. So, like, there were no D linemen or O linemen dealt at this deadline.
No, no, there weren't. But I mean, we can also take it back to how much would it have taken to get Calais Campbell to come back here instead of go back to Arizona.
That in the
history
season,
in
yeah.
both places.
Absolutely.
Like, if you had given half of what you gave to Jair Alexander to Calais Campbell, would you have gotten him? I have a hard time thinking you wouldn't, because go look at the salary. He's not making that much. No. So how much more would it have really required?
A guy who's playing his ass off.
That's what I go back to and say, sure. Like, they started making this bed in the late winter, early spring. They sat out a historically significant defensive tackle draft.
Yep.
Okay. Well, where are you really short? D tackle. And you're telling me, well, not many in the middle were traded. Yeah, because people are just holding one of those depth pieces.
Yes.
They're not going to trade all that to get Quinnen Williams. So, like, you know, I feel like they were a prisoner of their own master plan. And when it didn't work out with their secondary, and not only is the secondary not, oh my God, such a superpower, it's actually a liability to where the one guy you brought in from the outside can't even crack this secondary. You know, then how much of that were they going to be able to fix on the fly?
It wasn't a good offseason by Eric DaCosta. It just wasn't. And you had pretty much everybody coming back from 2024 to 2025. Your coaching staff was intact. You got out the bad apples from that coaching staff, but the time to go all in is during the offseason to continue to improve upon strengths, and he did not do that. And this was a year in which Malachi Starks, Mike Green, they've been every down players, and have they been playing better of late? Yes, but they got off to slow starts, and that was how the roster was built. They both had to be pretty much every down players. You didn't go out and get legit offensive line depth. Emory Jones, you knew that he needed to have that surgery when you drafted him in the third round. And that's more of a future play, and he could be a heck of a football player next year and beyond, but they didn't have that guy this year heading into the year, that depth piece.
Well, it maybe comes down to that, because they like to get their quote-unquote value in the draft, and it's only value if the player becomes, right? But they can't help themselves. We like this guy. We think because his medicals, he's going to be a reject for some people. He's going to fall. We're going to break his fall. But when you're always looking for value there, and you're always prizing that comp pick, and you're not willing to go balls out like a Howie Roseman to go get top-end players at deadline, then you're going to keep being what you are. That's sort of what I go back to. Like, if you're not going to break tendency in how you build your defensive roster, and you're not going to truly break tendency to get anything close to an elite pass rusher, even an above average pass rusher, and you're going to keep taking medical chances on guys and giving them redshirt years and double redshirt years when you're allegedly in Super Bowl or bust mode now, and you're not going to compensate for that by doing things you don't normally do in free agency or doing things you don't normally do at the deadline, then this is what it is.
Jason, quickly, before we step out, we do have some breaking news from the Jets. So remember when they made the Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner trade, we're talking, and we're like, well, Quincy Williams is an interesting name if they're in sell mode. They didn't trade him, and he meets with the media today, and he tells the media he's been benched. So then why is he still there?
They're a terrible franchise.
It's like, why bad teams stay bad?
Their owner is a buffoon.
Like, he's also, his brother just got dealt, obviously. But yeah. It's just that, why bad teams stay bad? Example 1 million.
I told you,
five.
It gets personal between this owner and players, and then he cuts off his nose to spite his face.
When we come back, more about the Ravens, and some of what will happen the rest of this year depends on how the Ravens play the rest of this year. And a lot of people think, well, the schedule sets up well. Well, how well does it set up? We look at the schedule. It can be a mistake sometimes. We're going to do it anyway. Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's here on the Fan. Ravens injury report is out, and nobody's on it. All 53 Ravens practice fully, so they are as healthy as you possibly can be, save for the guys on injury reserve, like Nnamdi Matabike and Tavius Robinson that you can get.
No shenanigans this week.
No, there will be no.
Sean, Steve, and Sasha don't have to worry about 100K being 100K short.
Yeah, so they're healthy, and Vegas still fancies their chances of winning in the division in part because of the schedule in front of them.
Yeah.
And that starts with the Vikings on Sunday, and Vegas has the Ravens as a 4.5-point favorite in this game. I think we can get to the rest of it, but I think it all starts here Sunday. Like, if Vegas has them overvalued and they go to Minnesota and lose, I think we have to reevaluate who they are.
Well, I think I have yet to see that they're going to be able to beat good and better than good football teams with enough regularity to have this season end in the way they've been accustomed to their seasons ending, to meet sort of the bar where they've set it. I don't even know about surpassing the bar, but to get there. And I can't get it. You can only play who's on your schedule and you beat who you beat. Mm-hmm. But there's not a whole lot of there in terms of who they've been better than so far this year. Minnesota's a good team. I'm not going to say they're a great team, but they're a good football team. And they've got some players on defense. They got some players on offense. Quarterback, obviously, is developmental and raw, but I think he provides an energy and a spark and some life. And he's got active legs. He's very athletic. And the kid's just won. The kid's been a winner going back to high school. So this is an interesting test. And I just think you're going to grade the schedule. And I know people do it a bunch of different ways. And there's everybody out there telling you, this is they're just going to run the table. I mean, look, they're not playing anybody. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, beating Flacco twice in 3 weeks with a divisional opponent in between, that I don't look at that and say that's easy. You know, finishing with Drake May, Jordan Love, and then maybe a grudge match at Pittsburgh for all the marbles in the division.
That's tough.
I don't know that that's – I don't – that I, that doesn't – no, maybe I'm crazy. That doesn't seem easy to me.
No.
Like, a team that's got offensive line issues and defensive line issues playing three of their final four games on the road, knowing you probably need to run the table to survive, doesn't feel easy to me, but maybe I'm a moron.
You're not a moron. I'll say this, though. I've never been I wasn't sold on J.J. McCarthy at Michigan. I'm still not sold on J.J. McCarthy. Now, he's got a ton of skill position talent around him. That's for damn sure. Justin Jefferson might be the best receiver in all of football. Aaron Jones seems to be healthy again. And they got their tackles back. We talked to Kevin Seifert about that.
I guess he missed practice today, Jones, but he looked really good on the weekend.
Yeah. he did look really good. But, I'm not a McCarthy guy. I remember leading up to that draft, I was shocked that people liked him as a first-round quarterback. But you put a bunch of talent around him, it gives him every chance to succeed.
Well, and they've got a real home field advantage. It's going to be loud there.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell you this about that game. McCarthy is not going to be coming out after that game complaining about we had to go.
Oh, with the Ravens fans.
We had to use hand signs and we had to change our cadence up because we couldn't hear him. That's not happening, right? No. And he might not put air under the ball. It might not be a beautiful arc, but he can throw. This kid's got an arc. He can throw a fastball. Now it's a line drive.
Yeah.
You know, the launch angle is like 12% or something. But like,
he's hitting like a four iron.
I don't think this is an easy game.
No.
I don't think them having to maybe run the table in their division, as down as the division is easy. I don't think Flacco, with that group of Bengals around him, is going to make it particularly easy on them. And again, like, Vrabel and Drake May, that's not going to be easy. I don't think that's easy. Packers have a lot of issues on offense right now. I don't think that's going to be an easy game for the Baltimore Ravens. I just don't.
Well, if you're looking at winning percentage, Ravens have the 24th toughest remaining schedule, and Vegas has loved them. Vegas has loved them since week one, and they've been favored in every single game. Lamar's been starting quarterback. They were 2.5-point favorites at Arrowhead, which was more than the Eagles were when they traveled to Kansas City, which is crazy. But I don't think it's insane to say that there is a chance that this team is favored the rest of the way. Now, does that mean they're going to win all these? No, I expect them to drop some. And even if they get past Minnesota, I'm not saying Cleveland's a layup. It's not. They haven't swept them in a while. The only layup gimme game left on the schedule is the Jets game. I think the Jets are horrific, and they just dealt away some of their top defensive players. But the Steelers have had their number. The Bengals, you're right. It's going to be tough to sweep them when you play them twice in 3 weeks. The Patriots game is not a gimme. Going to Green Bay that late in the season? God, you know Lamar's really going to be bundled up for that game.
Here's the thing. Yeah. He's bundled when it's 80. Yeah. I'll take it a step forward. Assuming they win Sunday, which is just for this hypothetical exercise, they will, and Lamar stays healthy, and being favored doesn't mean a damn thing about winning the game, but they'll be favored in every game until they play the Packers in week 17. Absolutely. They will be favored if they win tomorrow or Sunday and Lamar stays healthy, they'll be favored in every game until that Packers game.
Completely agree, and I wouldn't be stunned if they were favored in Green Bay. I really wouldn't.
I mean, well, if they get there on a 7-game winning streak or whatever, they probably will be.
I think the Packers, the Packers are so weird. Like, how did they lose to Panthers at all? But
you lost twice as a double-digit favorite with the Browns and the Panthers.
That's something.
And then tied the Cowboys.
They're a hard team to figure. I think the defense is really good. I can't figure out why the offense can't get it going.
Well, it gets started Sunday in Minnesota. Remember, we'll be at the Barrel House Live coming up this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. Hour one, me and the Bone, and that's Bone, Vinny Serrato, calls from Mike Preston.
Free coffee and donuts in the 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. Yeah. I do like donuts. You love coffee. We're quite a pair. Purple Rain coming up next here on The Fan, and Ravens practice today, and then Harbs, Lamar, and others met with the media. We'll hear from them next here on The Fan.
can help a lot. I mean, we're really happy with it. It's something that had been in the works for a while, and he's a good fit for us. You know, the system he's been in for the last 3 years is the same system, so he picks it up quickly there, and he's a really good fit just style of play-wise. So we absolutely will get him weaved into it right away, and he'll be playing on Sunday.
So that's John Harbaugh speaking earlier today about Draymond Jones. He said that it was something in the works for a while, and Draymond Jones now a Raven, and it's a similar defense, so he's going to be up to speed pretty quickly and playing Sunday.
I don't know. How is it? Like, I'm seeing this on my Twitter. Like, oh, he's playing. Like, world existed where he wouldn't. Dude, yeah. they're going into games with three defense, yeah. Like six
Lawson
total defensive linemen. Yeah, but Carl Lawson had been out of the game.
He was on the street.
This guy's been playing every snap.
Like, he had a sack and a half last week.
Of course he's playing. Yeah. What?
Guy had a sack and a half in his last game. He better play.
Yeah.
So that's the Harbs of it all. And Draymond Jones does, for what it's worth, he's got 4.5 sacks in his last four games. Those are the only sacks he has this year, but they've all come. The sacks come in bunches, Jason.
That's what they say. Turnovers, too. Straight games of turnovers, Jason.
Turnovers come in bunches. Turnovers and sacks.
The defense has been better.
Yeah. 17, 16, and 6. That's the points allowed in the last three games. So it's going, by that standard, yeah, I expect less than 6 on Sunday.
You want to make a bet?
I'm not. No. I don't want to bet. Just not with you. It.
Look at
what I did there. Now want a bet. Taking over the world, but I'm not making that bet. Lamar Jackson was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week in the NFL last week after his 4-touchdown performance against Miami. And Lamar says they're trying to improve at everything.
I just try to get better at everything. You know, I don't try to single my mind out and focus on one thing. I try to focus on everything I could to get better, you know, and Blitzes was one of them because early on in my career, I believe we was getting sacked, like, you know, like crazy. And me just getting older, you know, older in my career, 8th year. It's like, man, we got to get the ball a lot. Got to know where the protection, know where the hots are. Just execute.
Getting older, that's a weird thing to hear from Lamar Jackson, but a reality is reality.
8th year, though, you start thinking about it, man. Yeah, I mean, he's about to go into his 3rd contract.
Yep. 2018's a long time ago.
I have to look up. Wonder who their leader is in sacks since during
for
the
Lamar Jackson era.
During the Lamar era.
Justin Houston?
I mean, it might be.
You're going to laugh. It might be Van Noy.
Yeah.
It might be Van Noy.
Might be Owe.
Hey, got 10.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right, now,
he stuck around
curious.
For a while.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm going to look that up in a break.
More from Lamar Jackson. Does he think that the Ravens have turned over a new leaf?
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, we've been locked in for the last couple of weeks, and we got to stay that way. You know, I believe we turned a new leaf. I believe so.
He's feeling good. He's back. That's the good news after the weirdness that was the Bears week, and thanks to Snoop, the season stayed on life support.
You want the answer?
Yes. Sure.
Found it that quick. Away, it has a half sack more than Kyle Van Noy, but not first.
Oh.
Nnamdi.
Oh, my God, because he had that big year.
Nnamdi Matabike with 30, Owe 23, Van Noy 22.5. Judon has 22.5.
Oh, I figured he's in the top five.
No, Justin Houston?
Houston is 6th with 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Tyus Bowser above Houston.
Tyus.
Whoa. It went from there to catering. It was weird. I saw Tyus. One more from Lamar Jackson, and we joked.
How many's Ojabo got?
Yeah.
Four and a half.
Really?
Yeah, I would have taken the under on that.
That high.
If you would have said over,
I was thinking
under,
like three tops.
Brent Urban has 5 sacks.
Well, he got one last game.
Ojabo has 4.5.
I didn't know Ojabo had that many sacks.
Yeah,
good for David.
That's not including preseason.
No.
Not including
no, okay. That's a good question, though. I think that's a fair question.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of fun out of the fact that the Ravens played in Miami and Lamar's got play action soul food and more down in that area.
I told you.
And would they?
It's going to be pregame meal or postgame meal?
And would he cater? Would the restaurant cater? And then we saw after the game, Zay Flowers and Snoop Huntley, they had a plate from Play Action Soul Food and More. So Lamar talked about the team getting dinner from his restaurant.
Great. I got great feedback, and everybody was wanting to know what was in a mystery drink, but it's a mystery, so I can't tell it, you know?
He's got a mystery drink.
Yeah, this is news to me.
Remember we almost sent Stone down there?
Yes, we were planning on it.
Like up and back?
Didn't he say he had the flights? I don't think he had flown.
Yeah, we were going to fly him down for the day and go to Play Action Soul Food and More, get some food,
he brings it back,
come back.
I don't know if they'll be able to fly it back. Can you carry that on? I don't know.
No, you probably you can't.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't.
Well, they let you bring some food on there.
You can't.
Don't,
not food.
Oh, wait, no, but sealed. You got to get it in there. You got to get it at
there. So he could check the bag with the food in it, and that could go.
Tell you what, man, they have a lot of...
It's a big menu last time I looked at it.
Yeah, Play Action Mystery Drink.
What is
$4.
It?
$4.
They're not going to tell
play
you.
Play Action Mystery Drink. Lamar wouldn't say. You know, they
is it a non-alcoholic beverage? I guess it is for the players.
It's non-alcoholic.
All I know is you could not have fit much more anything in the one styrofoam container
I saw.
It was
filled with stuff.
It was overflowing.
You couldn't tell exactly what it was, but you
looked good.
Yeah, it did look good.
It's awesome. Yeah. Signature flavors to their wings.
Uh-huh. Well, what choices we got?
What is Yet flavor?
Yet?
Y-E-T flavor. I have no idea what that is.
You ate Yet. That's one of their slogans.
Oh, so you think that might be like a mystery rub.
That's their saying.
The
you ate Yet because
we're
looking at the
we
number.
We really need to get to the bottom. There's only one way to truly get to the bottom. This is
Stone Felt.
Do a show down there.
Yeah.
Well, for us to do a show down there.
Yeah. We get that in the budget.
We'll drive.
Yeah. Oh, we could drive.
Get the Madden Cruiser.
Drive.
I'm not flying. And I'm not flying.
Drive. You can
how
drive.
How far away is Bobby D from this place? Probably far.
No. Key
once
West.
We drive all the way down there, everything's going to feel close. Like,
bro.
From there to the Keys is like an hour.
I was just there. Miami to the Keys is 3-hour drive.
Is it? I've done it before, but it was a long time.
3-hour drive.
Big state, dude. Like, it's a big
state. It's like 2.5.
It still would be
now, you could fly from, you could take a jumper from my.
Can you,
from
take, a,
Miami.
Can you take a boat? I'd like to take a boat.
Take
what's,
a boat.
The, what's the fish that Jerry loves?
The grouper.
Grouper.
Oh, grouper.
He
grouper.
Has a grouper sandwich?
They, grouper. They got snapper and tilapia.
Tilapia's good.
I know issues with tilapia.
Well, they have an oxtail special. Yeah. I've been all over that. Usually, because I follow them on the socials.
Bone, you can get that. What's tomorrow? Thursday? Open locker room. You can get down there and ask guys about.
What they think of the food.
Yeah, just ask guys about Lamar's food.
Remember, speaking of Stone, remember
you
when
could
we
do it.
Remember when we sent Stone to the Ravens facility?
They ran him out. Remember they had the PR guy stalking him.
I don't know if they ran him out.
They
stalked
questions.
Him. They stalked him because they'd never seen him before.
Sent him out of the locker room early, like they did to me.
Yeah,
when I was talking to the third string quarterback.
Who were you talking to? Was it Snoop?
No, this was a young guy.
Troy Smith?
Might have been from BC for some reason, I'm thinking. Oh, I don't know. Not BC. I don't know.
Well, Anthony Brown. Was it Anthony Brown?
Anthony Brown.
Yeah.
They broke it up.
Well, he was
before giving... Before the... It wasn't even... Open locker wasn't even over yet.
He was giving stuff away. That guy, you know, he doesn't know.
I think this is very fairly priced as well.
What do we got?
It is. It's just...
Free
know,
advertising for Play Action, Soul Food and More.
$16.
Do they have a ribs? Do they have ribs?
I don't think they have ribs. It's a lot of seafood.
Bo, you really should think about getting to the bottom of this. What all was available?
Yeah, what did they get?
Yeah.
I think we do a second.
Did they have a choice? Did they get to make their own plate? Was it like a... Well, I'm thinking it was like a buffet, and they scooped what they wanted into the containers. Yeah. But maybe the containers were already just full, and they just grabbed one.
Might be meal prep. Maybe it was just already...
Yeah.
Players seem very happy, though. That's the moral of that story.
Yeah.
We will come back. We'll get the text of the day. We'll preview tomorrow's show, big show on Thursday. And we'll get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio. That's coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Ravens, a completely clean injury report today. Now, again, that means that IR doesn't factor because Tavius Robinson and Nnamdi are both on IR. And Tavius, they say, was about a 2-month injury when it happened. And Nnamdi, we don't know if he's ever coming back. But the guys that are on the current 53, every single one of them practice full. It's very rare at this point in the season that that happens.
Yeah, I mean, look, they had a really tough first 6 games. We talked about how everybody's going to say the rest of the schedule is easy. I would say not so fast. But they had a gauntlet the first 6 games. They had the early bye. They had the weird Thursday game. So they were going to have like one game in a 3-week stretch. They suffered through a lot of injuries very early in the season. All that was well chronicled. But some of those guys, most of those guys were going to come back. And now most of them are back. And they still have a lot of football ahead of them. I think the road is a little tougher than maybe some others think. And they've left themselves almost no margin for error. And here we go.
Playoffs started early in Baltimore, and obviously the biggest guy that came back recently is Lamar Jackson, and all he did in his first game back was win AFC Offensive Player of the Week, and just how much of a freak he is.
14th time.
Yeah, it's insane, but the fact that no one's on the injury report halfway through the season, you don't see that often anywhere.
No. Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2, check.
Text of the day comes from Emmett in Baltimore, who says, with MLB free agency starting tomorrow, should we expect anything from the Orioles? I know MLB free agency is nothing like the NFL or NBA, no. But would be nice to see them show us their legitimate spenders, like they say.
Oh, I think there's going to be a long, pronounced slog, right? I mean, the players usually aren't dying to make a move early. Everybody first puts everything off till the... What do they have, the GM meetings first, and then they put them off to the full-blown winter meetings.
Full-blown.
They just introduced their skipper. He hasn't even put his staff together yet. They got a million different ways that I think they could slow play this. So I would be shocked if they set the market and jumped in on somebody at the onset of free agency.
Yeah, I would.
I would be stunned.
I would be stunned if they do anything the rest of the week. I think it's going to be a
waiver claims.
Waiver claims. Just kind of simple transactions.
They brought Kittredge back, Bond. Yeah. We didn't get your thoughts on that.
Rule 5 draft. That's always exciting.
Fun. That is fun.
That's at the winter meetings. They like that.
Yeah. They love that.
There is this guy Mike Rodriguez says they're going to sign Leody Taveras. So
really,
yeah, he's got a 1-year, $2 million deal. That guy.
He's athletic. He can run. I mean, he's got a skill set sort of like Jorge Mateo in some ways.
Yeah.
A lot of swing and miss in there, but some power, a lot of speed. This guy's a natural outfielder. They tried to turn.
Mateo.
Well, look, he came up, he was a bit of a center fielder, then he was an infielder, then they tried to turn him back to an outfielder. Look, they don't have outfielders. They don't have major league outfielders. And I know Leody Taveras... his stock rose and fell a couple of times with the Rangers, and he never quite became an everyday guy for them. But as a depth piece, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, he's definitely good defensively.
He can move.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, we have Chelsea Janes of the Washington Post, Brian Balding. It's Balding and the Burge.
Yeah.
And probably Tony Gwynn Jr., but still waiting here.
Hey, interestingly enough, Bone, and I think you were here. Like, we talked to Burge as she prepared for Halloween. Now we have to talk to her about how her Halloween went.
She was going to the big party at the hotel.
Yes. Yeah. And she went as Jordan Hudson.
I'm sure it was a party. I'm sure it was a great time. And I also want to ask her about Tom Brady cloning his dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's freaky.
I'm sort of torn on that one because I do love Bruce. So I'm like...
There's plenty of dogs that need saving right here and then. We don't need to recreate dogs.
I love Bruce.
It's a slippery slope.
Bone, you did discuss your procedure on TMI. How are you feeling?
I need another thing of Tylenol, I think. But no, I think overall, I made it through.
It's no not... ice pack? They don't tell you to put an ice pack back there or help with swelling?
I iced it a little bit yesterday. But
ice it down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Ice is a wonder drug, man.
Yeah. Ice works.
Frozen peas.
Yeah. Put a sack of peas back there. Absolutely.
That is it for us. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow, too, here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.